So right. From the faggot perspective, what do you...
I'm shocked in awe.
Stuck to the fucking book.
I thought it was nice. I was like impressed.
It's too fucking, I don't know. You've read the book and then you watch that.
But you said the book sucked.
It did suck, but it was better than that piece of shit.
All works good.
But every time, like, you know, he'd get out of the time machine, and I knew that he had the real clutch there, I saw how he could take it out. Why wouldn't you take that with you so no one would fuck with your shit?
Yeah, he didn't even, like, operating order, like, just leave it there. Just wonder if, well...
We don't fuck with this at all the time.
I'm back and gone.
Fuck!
In the 1800s and the 1900s, they got the nice mahogany finish, and Back in the Future, they got the DeLorean, 80s style.
McFly!
Now, if he could read his mind... enough to know, well, you built a time machine and you've come this far in the future and blah, 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 and you're wondering why humanity has evolved like this. You would have been able to read, this fucker's going to reach out of the time machine and grab me and start throttling me.
That'd be awesome when he just hand him the watch. Oh, by the way, the whole part of you yanking me in, that's not going to happen.
See, I knew you were going to do that. So this is actually an illusion. I'm over there.
That would have been awesome when he just kind of got up and saw, like, those ogres going around. A planet where apes are all for men.
Notice the one area where he built the time machine
was always at the same level.
Always at the same level.
That'd be awesome. Nobody in the middle of the thing there. Both rocks.
Elevation.
Yeah.
Everybody fucked though. He's going through rock. Well, I can't stop yet.
A couple more 100,000 years.
But,
there we go.
I guess gravity must be the only thing. Just open it up and dead of space. Gotta work that out.
A miracle acrylic bubble makes it possible. In the bedroom, don't go. Me and Chris were stupid enough to go because it got an Oscar nomination or whatever. Yeah. Fucking piece of shit. Oh, so bad.
Here's a damn, wasn't that great either.
Oh, yeah?
Society's May 3rd.
Oh, yeah?
I don't like the look of the old Green Goblin.
Yeah.
But, I mean, see, I maintain the Green Goblin was always gay. And this guy's trying to tell me the Green Goblin.
And I always
pumpkin bomb in the hell out of him. I was like Electro myself.
Mysterio.
Mysterio.
Mysterio and Doc Ock.
Doc Ock.
Rhino.
Yeah. Rhino.
Rhino. What are you talking about, Rhino?
Rhino and now. What was that fucking scorpion?
The scorpion?
Fucking Jesus. But so many shitty previews, they're all bad.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That one about the guy who has to watch that slows everything down.
Clocked
down.
Let's go, baby.
Nickelodeon's never made a bad movie.
Oh, yeah, you got some movies.
Yeah. We don't go to many movies these days, but when we do,
we record. But you see, we do it for the fans.
Yeah.
Singular. Who signed the...
Give a shout-out to that chick who signed our guest book. May... Marg?
Marg.
Your name
Marg.
Is?
Yo, yeah. Marg, what up?
Yeah, how's that going?
Dan came up with an excellent point for when episode 2, Attack of the Clones, comes out. And I'm not even a drinking man, and I think we gotta do this.
I like where this is going.
Basically, long story short, we gotta get drunk before we go see that fucking stupid movie. Attack of the Clones, bring it on!